taking a sprigs and just stolen. It was cheaper than buying seeds. And of course, at the same time, it was a quicker way to get along. And all our lot was just washing away and blowing away. We lost about that much soil.
Oh, my, my.
Before we got our grass in. We didn't have too much to begin with.
Yes.
But it went in.
And clearly.
I'm glad.
Oh, yes, that, the Barillon is the most desolate looking thing.
Yeah, and everything blows in your
house. Yes, it just tracks in so bad too.
Did your mother use anything in her dishpan to wipe the dishes with?
Just old my soap, and we didn't have scouring powder or such a thing. Ashes, now, ashes. She used to use ashes to scour out old grease and things like that. I've seen her put just fine ashes, and you'd be surprised how it will scour things out. That's the only scouring powder I knew until I was married.
Did she use a little piece of cloth or rag or something
in
her dishwater?
Yes, she'd take, just take a sheer rag.
What'd she call that?
Just the dish rag.
And then after she washed them, did she do anything to get soap off them?
No, until years and years and years. We never thought about scalding a dish.
Didn't have the water, did you?
No, we didn't. That's it. You just was conservative with water. I can tell you, when you had carried up that hill, that you didn't waste a drop.
I talked to a man over in Boise City who said they used to carry water 2.5 miles.
Well, when this country first began to settle up, people hauled it a lot farther than that. Uh-huh. A lot farther. Because they tried to find soft water and take old barrels. I know after I was married in 1904, we hauled water in a barrel, and I got typhoid fever out of it.
Oh.
And so many people here got typhoid fever, and they didn't know what it was coming from, but come to find out it was those old water barrels. But there was very, very few wells out here. Now, when Herron came, he put a windmill down it's about 8 miles west of Dolby Springs, and that's the first windmill I ever saw. They put that, and it's still there too, by the way, and good water yet. It's that old windmill is still there. Of course, I suppose the framework's been, but it still looks just like it used to. That was a landmark for the whole country. Where that windmill was, if you could see where the west windmill was, well, you could tell pretty much where you were. Now, the same way with the old big tree that used to be at our house. Oh, there was an immense cottonwood. I'd like to know how many years old that old thing was. But coming from Ashland, you could see the top of that tree for miles and miles. And when everybody would see that, they know where they were, yes. And you could take a straight shoot for the old tree. And there was a tree off southwest of the house we called the Lone Tree. It was just a lone cottonwood standing out, right out, no telling how it ever got started or anything. But someone cut it down after the country began to settle up. And it was a mark to travel by too.
That's a pity that anyone.
It is. As scarce as trees used to be in this country. It always made me feel bad to go by and see where the old lone tree used to be, because it's guided me home many a time, I can tell you.
Well, you mentioned scalding the dishes. Did they ever call it anything else when they started doing it?
Not that I.
Rinse the dishes?
Rinse the dishes, yes. I've heard that expression.
And what did you dry the dishes on?
Usually a flour sack tea towel.
Uh-huh.
I've made many a one. We used to buy our flour in 50-pound bags.
Uh-huh.